the Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I got to find Code Devil for a little bit longer. He is the host of the Bill Press podcast. He's my friend, Bill Press. Bill, appreciate you coming around this fine Tuesday afternoon, I guess it is. Bill, you know, if I'm going to go on Fox News, a Chris Wallace-less Fox News, you know, do I go and talk trash? Do I cast shade? Do I see just how short I can make this interview? Perhaps my last visit on Fox News. Third time's the trick.
Who's going to be the host? Do you know?
It's their 11 to noon, noon to 1 o'clock Eastern Sunday show. I'm not even sure. I forget. I've been on it before, and I forget the host's name.
Oh.
I was very impressed with his commentating, I got to tell you. I forgot his name.
So this is not Fox, whatever show it is. Okay, here's my best advice. First of all, you know, I used to do a lot of Fox before they banned me because I said some bad things about Bill O'Reilly. Segue here, right? The fact that Donald Trump and Bill O'Reilly cannot fill an auditorium freaking Florida is hilarious, right? And by the way, I understand. Who would want to go to see two serial sexual predators, two serial sexual perverts on stage together? I mean, what's the attraction of that, right? At any rate, I know why Donald Trump likes him, because it's his brother in sex crimes, right? But I find that. So I said some stuff about Bill O'Reilly. They didn't like my book, and they pulled the plug and never invited me back. You know, that was 15 years ago, I guess. But at the time, when I used to go on, I get a lot of crap from my friends. What are you doing on Fox News? Why would you go on Fox News, right? And I would always tell them, because I'm going to get more eyeballs on Fox News than anywhere else. I'm not going to change my stripes. I'm not going to change my philosophy. I'm not going to change my politics. I'm going to say exactly what I say on my radio show, but I'm just going to say it on Fox News. And whether they like it or not, more people are going to hear it than they would anywhere else. So should you go? Absolutely. That's the first bit of advice I'll give you, right?
But when I get there, should I burn it down, Bill? That's what I'm really asking.
No. That was going to be my second bit of advice. No. Don't think you want to come off there and everybody says, oh, he's a nice guy, we could actually agree with him. Just say what you think, man. Don't tone it down at all. That's not going to do you any good and won't do them any good either, right? So,
well, I'd say it's probably a coin flip on whether or not I get banned from coming back to Fox News, but I'll do my best.
If you do, so what, right?
Paying me anything, Bill.
No, I know how that is. So be yourself, okay? And the third thing, advice I'll give you, is advice that I got when I was auditioning for Crossfire. I went to an event at the White House, and I was then the Democratic State Chair of California. And I had a little time with the president, not in the Oval Office, at this party. And I said, you know why I'm in town? He said, no. And I said, well, I'm actually on Crossfire tonight, auditioning for the guest, the host on the left. And he said, so are you a guest? I said, no, I'm actually trying out for the job. And Clinton grabbed me and he pulled me aside from this little group we were with. And he got right into my face and he said, here's my advice. I can't repeat it on the radio, but he said, don't take no SH. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's my advice to you. Don't take no crap.
My wife asked me, what did they want to talk about? I said, does it matter? I swear to God, it's going to be, you know, why am I and Joe Biden to blame for the high inflation rate or something of the sort? Last time they had me on, they wanted me to explain why it was a border crisis. And about the fourth time they asked the question, Bill, I just said, you know, it's only a crisis on Fox News. Out here in the real world, we don't have this problem. That's Bill Press. He is a
Wait a minute. Wait. Get ready, right? They're going to blame you for the hurricanes. I mean, for the tornadoes. You bet.
Quite
Joe
possibly.
Biden. That tornado damage to that extent never happened under Donald Trump.
Well, I'm just going to try to work in, you know, just conversationally, Bill, you know, like the Laura Ingraham text to Mark Meadows. I'm just going to try to work it in conversationally. Things like that. You know what I'm saying? He's Bill Press. He is a podcaster. He's a pundit. He's a legend. He's a friend of mine. Bill, appreciate you coming around. Buddy, you know, obviously things start trickling into the holidays. People sort of tune off from the politics for a bit. But, you know, perhaps St. Chuck is going to have to shepherd this massive, well, less massive than it used to be, but the Build Back Better plan. They're still trying to pass this before Christmas, Bill. That'd be a hell of a gift to the country. What's your read on the tea leaves? Is Joe Manchin on board, or is he still caught up in some sort of Elon Musk exercise about future inflation?
Who the hell knows? I think Joe Manchin is so busy counting his coal dollars that he doesn't have time to pay any attention, you know, to policy.
Are you implying it's not a blind trust, that he's actually greatly benefiting from his ownership of a coal company?
I'm implying he's a grifter. Yes. I guess I'm saying he is, right? No, I have no respect at all for Joe Manchin. But look, I doubt that they're going to get it passed before the end of the year. But I do think the bill will come out in some form. I don't know what else they have to throw away to get Manchin on board. But you know, the thing about Manchin, he changes. He's so inconsistent. He changes from minute to minute, you know, and it really offends me as a journalist that the Capitol Hill reporters think that everything he said is God's given truth. Right. And I mean, he'll say one thing and then there's a whole slew of press stories. Joe Manchin just said this. And a half an hour later, Joe Manchin says something else. And then you got another whole slew of press stories. So I can't figure him out. But look, this bill is going to come out in some form or another. $1.5 trillion or $1.7 trillion, whether it's December or January, it's going to be a big effing deal. And and then we can celebrate it.
More important to get something done or more important to hold the perpetrators accountable for January 6th, to your opinion, Bill, in the midterms?
Get something done, brag about it, and then blame them for January 6th, and they deserve the blame. So that's what we have to do. We have to brag and we have to blame, and we're not doing enough of either one.
You don't happen to have Mark Meadows' tax number, do you, Bill?
No, I don't. He's not one of my best friends.
No late night booty text for Bill Press to Mark Meadows. You're safe, Bill. You're safe. Thank you so much for coming around on the Devil's Advocates.
Hey, I may not see you till the new year. So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. And we'll get in more trouble in 2022.
Oh, you betcha. Thank you, Bill Press. Come back. More Devil's Advocates Hour 2 is next.